I'm Jay Paul for Power 96 Sports. Minnesota Vikings running back slash kick returner Amir Abdullah revealed a little of what head coach Mike Zimmer said to the team recently regarding the protests against police brutality toward black Americans in Minneapolis and around the country. Abdullah said that Zimmer said, "I don't understand, and maybe I haven't given this as much attention, but I love every single one of you guys, and I'll fight for you like you're my sons." Linebacker Eric Kendricks said it was a big thing because he communicated to us that he's not from the same background. He doesn't share the same skin. He can't begin to relate with us, but he hears us, and he's there for us. General Manager Rick Spielman and his wife have 6 adopted kids of various nationalities. He said one of my sons gets pulled over because he's driving my wife's car. It's a really nice car, and he gets pulled over because of the color of his skin. To think that black man can't be driving that car. He must have stolen it. My son actually had to call home and get my wife on the phone to explain that it's our car. And he's our son. The Minnesota Twins, owned by the Poled family, announced Wednesday they're committing $25 million to racial justice through their family foundation. It'll first focus on providing immediate relief and rebuilding organizations in impacted communities. The second phase is rooted in long-term efforts to partner with other equally committed organizations to help change the systems that create racial inequities and marginalize people of color. And the Minnesota Vikings and the Wilf family announced Wednesday a $5 million donation to National Social Justice causes directed toward organizations fighting hate, racism, and inequality. NASCAR is in Miami Sunday for a 2:30 race that will go left for 400 miles. The NHL and NHL Players Association have announced that formal training camps for the 24 teams resuming play will begin Friday, July 10th. The league and its players are currently in phase 2 of their return to play protocol, as NHL team training centers were reopened this week for small groups of players. Phase 3 is the opening of training camps, which are expected to last upward of 3 weeks. Phase 4, the restart of the season, there are also collective bargaining talks happening between the sides in the ramp up to the restart. Golf was back to business at the Charles Schwab Challenge Thursday as Justin Rose and Harold Varner III shared the lead at 7 under 63. Justin Thomas was among those a stroke back, and Minnesota native Tom Lehman, a 61-year-old former champion at Colonial, got into the act with a 65, just 2 shots off the lead. NASCAR is in Miami Sunday for a 2:30 race that will go left for 400 miles. Minnesota Twins doubled down on college hitters in the second round of the 2020 Major League Baseball draft by selecting the productive bat of outfielder Alaric Solari out of the University of Tennessee with a number 59 overall pick. Much like the first round selection, Aaron Sabato from the University of North Carolina, Solari is known for making hard contact at the plate with strong command of the strike zone. Solari was named to the 2019 All-SEC First Team. In round 4, the 128th overall pick, the Twins took Marco Rea, a right-handed pitcher out of United South High School in Laredo, Texas. The 17-year-old Rea boasts advanced pitch ability with a fastball, curveball, slider, and changeup already in his mix. And in the 5th round, 158th overall, they selected Kalea Rosario, an outfielder from Waiakea Hilo Hawaii High School. Sports, news, community events, our streaming audio, and information on the shopping show available on our website, kqprfm.com. And follow us on Twitter and Facebook. Jay Paul, Power 96 Sports.